It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We got the opportunity to finish up King Benjamin's address this week, and I love King Benjamin. Last week, we got a chance to learn about how being in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. You hear about the blessed and happy state of those who keep the commandments of God. You get to hear about Jesus Christ. You get to hear about King Benjamin's experience with an angel and how he got to know Jesus Christ better. And because of that, he understands who the natural man is, that we have to fight that constantly in our lives. And so up to this point, he has taught the people some amazing truths. Now you get to chapter 4, and what's cool about this is this message apparently worked. The church did a wonderful video about this. So if you get a chance to see these videos, they are amazing. You see the people after King Benjamin has spoken to them, and you see that his message worked. These people are going to their knees in humility and prayer. In fact, you get to chapter 4, verse number 1, and it talks about how King Benjamin is looking about the multitude, and they had fallen to the earth, for the fear of the Lord had come upon them. The footnote says, reverence. So these people are starting to just feel a great reverence for God. They had viewed themselves in their own carnal state, even less than the dust of the earth. They all cried aloud with one voice. We'll talk about that later on this week, saying, "Oh, have mercy and apply the atoning blood of Christ that we may receive forgiveness of our sins and our hearts may be purified. For we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who created heaven and earth and all things, who shall come down among the children of men." So they recognize their own nothingness, worthlessness, and fallen state. Now, what's interesting about that is this is not a bad thing. I remember President Benson, Ezra Taft Benson, said a cool quote, something to the effect of, "Just like a man doesn't really desire food until he's hungry," which I don't know if that's debatable. "He doesn't fully understand why he needs Jesus Christ until he understands his fallen nature and he understands the nature of the fall." This is not a bad thing to recognize that. And when it says worthlessness, it doesn't mean you are self-loathing. In fact, what it does is verse number 3, "Came to pass that after they had spoken these words, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them and they were filled with joy, having received a remission of their sins and having peace of conscience because of the exceeding faith which they had in Jesus Christ, who should come, according to the words which King Benjamin had spoken unto them." Recognizing your own worthlessness and struggles helps you understand why you need Jesus Christ better. If we're going through our entire lives just feeling like, you know what, I'm awesome and I am doing so good, then oftentimes we don't see the need for change in our lives. I think it's important to be able to have those low moments where you recognize that, look, I need something else. I need something better in my life. Elder Uchtdorf one time talked about this idea of humility, and he said, look, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking about yourself less. So these people here are not having self-loathing, self-pity, I hate myself. They are recognizing their need for Jesus Christ. They are thinking less about themselves and they are thinking about their need for Jesus. I think these verses are amazing, which creates a wonderful teaching atmosphere for King Benjamin because he continues to teach them. Verse number 4, "My friends and my brethren, my kindred and my people, I would call your attention that you may hear and understand the remainder of my words which I shall speak unto you." If the last couple chapters haven't been good enough, he continues. Verse 5, "If the knowledge of the goodness of God at this time has awakened you to a sense of your nothingness and your worthless and fallen state, I say unto you, if you have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom and his patience and his long suffering towards the children of men, also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord and should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continue in the faith even until the end of his life." I mean, the life of the mortal body. Now, King Benjamin goes down to verse number 9 and just says, look, if you've had all these wonderful experiences, then believe in God. Believe that he is. I have always loved that statement. And that he created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man doth not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. That is such an important thing to understand. Don't believe he is who he used to be. Believe who he is. That's why I've always loved the title of Jesus Christ, the great I am. Believe that he is, not that he was or that he's used to be or might be someday. Believe that he is. Believe that you're not always going to understand the way God works. That's just how it works out. It reminds me of Nephi back in 1 Nephi 11, where, you know, understand the condescension of God. I know that he loves his kids, but I don't fully understand all things. This is an important concept. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. These are all things that are so good for us to believe. I believe all these things. Let me tell you some other things that I believe. I believe that exercise is a wonderful thing. I believe that you can't eat bacon at every meal. I believe that my wife's cookies are amazing. I believe that I probably shouldn't eat them all the time. I believe that if I get up in the morning and spend time exercising and communing with God and doing those things, I believe I am going to be a better person. Now, here's a problem. Sometimes I struggle with those things. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I struggle with exercise. I've been trying to do better with it, but I still struggle with it. I struggle with eating the right things. I struggle with doing the right things, even though I believe that they are true. Now, here's what King Benjamin said. If ye believe all these things, see that ye do them. There is a big difference between believing and doing. I remember serving as a bishop a long time ago, and I felt like I needed to call in a ward member just to visit with her. Now, this is a lady who had not come to church in years. She was involved in things that she probably shouldn't be doing, but I just felt like I needed to call her in and chat with her. I had a good relationship with her, and so I brought her in, and we sat and talked, had a wonderful conversation, and I all of a sudden felt like I needed to ask her the temple recommend questions. And knowing that she's nowhere near ready to go to the temple, but I just felt like I needed to do that. And so I just said, can I ask you a few questions? She's like, oh, totally. And I decided to phrase them a little bit differently just because it wasn't an official temple recommend interview. I said, do you believe in God, the eternal Father, and in his son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost? And she looked at me and she got very just kind of teary. And she's like, absolutely, I do. And I said, do you believe in the atonement of Jesus Christ and of his role as Savior and Redeemer? And she just said, yes. And I said, do you believe in the restoration of the gospel in these, the latter days? She said, yes. And I said, do you believe that we have a prophet on the earth today? Do you believe that he leads and guides the church? And she got so teary-eyed. She's like, yes, I absolutely do. And I said, okay, let me pause. And I said, I love you. I appreciate what you're saying to me. This is so cool. I said, tell me why you're not coming to church and tell me why you're not participating in it. She said, well, I'm doing these other things. And most of them had to do with behavior things. But her belief was there, which is interesting because when that belief is there, it's awesome. But the power comes when you actually do something about it. Now, the reason King Benjamin said, if you believe these things, see that you do them, you get into verses 11 and 12, where he said, if you've known all the goodness and if you've tasted of his love and received a remission of his sins, I would that you should remember and always retain in remembrance the greatness of God, your own nothingness and his goodness and his long-suffering towards you, unworthy creatures, and humble yourselves even to the depths of humility, calling on the name of the Lord daily, standing steadfastly in the faith of that which is to come, which was spoken by the mouth of an angel. And behold, I say unto you, if ye do this, ye shall always rejoice and be filled with the love of God and always retain a remission of your sins. And you shall grow in the knowledge of the glory of him that created you or in the knowledge of that which is just and true. So doing these things creates a retention. It's not just about believing, it is about doing. And when we do, we are able to retain these things in our lives. Rather than just bouncing around with belief and no action, we are able to retain a remembrance and retain the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives. So recognizing our nothingness, but then doing something about it helps us become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not just about knowing, it is about doing. And I am grateful for what King Benjamin teaches me about that, and it helps me want to not only believe, but to do as well. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.